State of the Union with the song Juliet, provided by our Rivendell Freeform Automated DJ. But it's now 11 o'clock, and I am Chuck, filling in this unscheduled radio show here at WMFO in Medford. So stay tuned for some 80s rock.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Find us on the dial, your radio station W blah blah blah. I'm Chuck E, and you're ready for an audio journey because here we go.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
On the air.
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 You're on the radio. You're on the radio.
Talking about our anonymous guest who is sitting beside us. He's on the radio.
I hope he's no longer unconscious because invisible faces are turned in invisible ways. The better to hear.
See it, Barry. This should be a very dynamite show.
On the FM radio.
Elvis Costello with a hit of the Modern Lovers to close out our mini radio montage brought to you by Chuck Hugh here at the Poly Blah Studios of Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that was my radio montage that I did way back then as an intro to a show here that I did regularly. But now I don't do radio so regularly, and in fact, I just lost my, I was going to The Clash, and they disappeared from me. So I guess what we'll have to do is go into the Talking Heads instead, because they're here. And we're doing 80s music for the next hour here at WMFO in Medford.
Steals. magazines, we are a cross between. In blah blah magazines, we are a cross between.
Clash, I found them, got them back in there. They're supposed to follow my mini radio montage because that was one song I missed in the radio montage. I'm Chuck, I'm doing this 80s thing here on WMFO for an hour. Before Radio Clash, we heard The Talking Heads, Life During Wartime. Yeah, 1977 to 78, technically, but let's face it, musically speaking, the 80s really started in 1977. And Grupo Sportivo out of the Netherlands with Blah Blah Magazines. They were somewhat popular back in the 80s, but and are often overlooked these days, but there they were, there they were. Behind me right now is King Crimson with the instrumental track Discipline. They had three popular albums in the early 80s as a rebound from their 60s fame. See, coming up next, there's plenty of 80s artists out there. How about some Laurie Anderson along with Peter Gabriel? In 1984, they got together and did a thing called Excellent Birds. And that's coming up next here. WMFO in Medford.
Alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Alcohol or marijuana? I happen to like both.
1, 2, 3, 4! Yeah. Well, you know that some of us here tonight still fucking remember.
yeah. Living in the 80s. That's what we're about here on WM4 for this hour. I'm Chuck, doing this unscheduled thing on radio. And that was the Zero Boys. We'll take that set from the top. Before the Zero Boys, so going back to the top, we had Laurie Anson along with Peter Gabriel doing Excellent Birds, their 1984 hit. And after that, we heard from oh yeah, the Ramones, Bixby Bop, Loco Live. The Buzzcocks did A Different Kind of Tension, title track of their CD. And the Zero Boys, that was Living in the 80s. You know, Living in the 80s, one of my favorite local bands, and I know a lot of other people's favorite local bands around here, is Bird Mancini. And I didn't know they did a song called Living in the 80s, but they do. And they send it to me when I told them I was doing this 80s rock thing here. Did I tell you behind me right now is Frank Zappa? Shut up and play your guitar. Okay, well, there that was. Let's move on to Bird Mancini and hear their take on Living in the 80s here on WMFO in Medford.
Midnight Beamer. Attention, please. This is Freeform Radio on WMFO Medford.
Break down.
The Cars. They were just another band out of Boston, right? With their song Moving in Stereo. And before that, Human Sexual Response. Certainly a band out of Boston with Jackie Onassis. And before that, Bird Mancini, favorite local artist of many of us around here at WMFO, with their tune Living in the 80s. Here's another band out of Boston. They were very popular in the early 80s, have long since disintegrated, but they've left a few songs behind for us to enjoy. And this is one of their big college hits back in 1980. I'm talking about Pastiche and their tune Talk Show here on WMFO in Medford.
Talk about it. roll, then I'll be out on my roll. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Neats. A local band from 1981 with a college hit single called Six. Before that, a classic, Roadrunner, which is certainly well-known, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. In fact, that's now officially the state song of Massachusetts. And Pastiche, their hit song from 1980, talk show, a local hit. The Cars, Moving in Stereo. That's where we were on that set. Behind me right now is some more Frank Zappa from his Joe's Garage instrumental track. And we'll let this play out until 12 o'clock. I don't know if anybody's coming in at 12 o'clock. I know Chris Strike the Box is out of town. He comes in every other week. And I don't know who he alternates with. So if somebody doesn't show up soon, we'll turn you back over to the DJ Autotron here at WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening.